All right, so we took a little time off, but we're back with another fantastic Coffee with Your Coaches, where typically we discuss some important events or things that we think might be beneficial to have kind of a conversation for the whole gym to hear. And this week is probably one of Sophie's favorites, and it's going to be the five reasons that you should be using Wattify. And I say should be because we know that you're not using Wattify because we can see it. So, that being said, if you don't know what Wattify is, that's our fault. It's a program that is both a front of the house and a back of the house program. The front of the house, we use it to display the workouts, but also sign into class, and at the end of class, hopefully log your results for the strength and workout piece. So, if anything you want to say about the back end right now, or do you want to approach that when we get there?
We'll get there.
Okay.
To the back end.
So, the first reason you should be using Wattify out of five is you are building a reference guide. So, when I was a lot younger and I went to a Globo gym, I had a little black and white notebook that I used to write everything in. And that has completely been outdated by Wattify. So when I say you're building a reference guide, I mean everything that you put in there, Wattify saves. So you're building this backlog of weights used and reps scaled or modifications you made in previous workouts, which is all super helpful as you start to progress as an athlete. Sometimes it's really hard to come in and think about, well, that random workout we did two Thursdays ago where we did 100 kettlebell swings, what kettlebell did I use? And if the workout this week is 50 kettlebell swings, should I go up? And what does that mean if I go up in weight? Like, what was my weight last time? So building a reference guide for your workouts is super, super important, so you have a ton of information to look back on. Also in that piece, that comment box is very, very important. So if I didn't do pull-ups that day, maybe I did ring rows, or maybe I did a banded pull-up, and what color band did I use? So using Wattify as much as possible helps you kind of develop a backlog of activities and weights and scaling modifications.
Perfect. So that's number one. And then number two is measuring your progress. So when a new client comes in, I always introduce them to Wattify, and in their first few intro sessions, we actually start using Wattify and entering some of their information. So, you know, one of the first few classes, they deadlift, and then they do strict press, and we're entering those numbers in, and obviously when you first walk in the door, those numbers are going to be pretty low. You're kind of still working on technique, but it's really neat to see, you know, in 3 months, 6 months, a year, those numbers go up. I know personally there's nothing better than to see that little yellow star come up when you PR something in Wattify, and it's, you know, it's kind of like a pat on the back, like you did the heaviest deadlift you've ever done, and it's cool to see that. And if you don't put in your information, you can't measure your progress. You can't look back at, you know, your previous PRs and be like, okay, today I'm going to try to do 5 pounds more. It's super important to put your information in there. So you're doing the correct weight. You're, you know, having those certain goals that you want to reach. And if you think about any other athlete, you know, like a person who runs marathons, they always know their last, you know, marathon time and what they're trying to beat, what split times they're trying to hit. So it's kind of the same type of concept of having a measure in there that you're trying to, you know, to beat. So that starts from the beginning, and it's also awesome in Wattify. There's that little squiggly line or the graph next to each movement, and if you hover over that, you can see a graph and you can see a list of your movements. And I know for me, I have information all the way back to 2016, I think.
16, 12.
Yeah, when we actually got the system. And it's so cool to go back and see how far you've come from that first day, like your first time deadlifting. So it's just a really neat thing to utilize for your progress.
I also had a really funny conversation. I ran into an old member of ours at the beach who moved away. And when he moved, he was in love with CrossFit. And when he moved because his job changed, and it only allowed him to start going to his new CrossFit gym one or two times a week. And he had this interesting perspective that, you know, he wasn't getting any better. So he started to lose motivation because he could only go to the gym once or twice a week. He wasn't seeing any progress, and all of a sudden the motivation to go to the gym started to kind of deflate. And that's such an interesting thing, because if you're not progressing, you know, I can see it being kind of a difficult piece coming in every day. So, and how are you going to know if you're progressing? Exactly what Sophie just said. You got to use, you know, Wattify. Even if it's a pound, or even if it's a rep, right, you know, any kind of step forward should be something that we celebrate. So great number two. Number three, easily my favorite, Wattify gives you an opportunity to reflect. And I am a huge advocate of using your time in here to learn about yourself, not only as an athlete, but as a person, you know, in terms of like mental fortitude and, you know, accountability kind of piece. When I discuss workouts, I always discuss the importance of learning about yourself as an athlete, like, you know, what, how many reps did I do on a row? Did I go unbroken? Did I push a certain section? Did I slow down in a certain section? You know, what part of the workout felt hard? In workouts, I always try to take a risk. So like if it's 15 clean and jerks, sometimes I'm like, let's see what happens if I hold on for 15 clean and jerks. And at the end of the workout, it's important to reflect on how that went. You know, I think as an athlete, I'm not great at doing a lot of reps unbroken. So when I reflect on it, it's important to put that into Wattify. So you start learning about things. So like if today you did 30 unbroken wall balls and it buried you for the run, the next time wall balls is in there, you look back to the workout and you think, okay, well, last time I did 30 unbroken, it didn't go great. Maybe today I'll do 20 and 10. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you're not only getting better because of an approach, but you're learning about your capabilities as an athlete. And that only comes through reflecting and kind of using that comment box. Now, before I move on, I think it's also important to understand that using the comment box to learn about things is a very thin line, right? Like, we don't want to see a lot of negative comments like, I felt nauseous today, or I didn't eat a great breakfast this morning, and I got into an accident on the way to work, or the negative thoughts will kind of outweigh the learning experience. So use the comment box wisely, and that way we can kind of learn about ourselves as an athlete.
Awesome. Number four is identifying your strengths and weaknesses. So, you know, sometimes it takes a workout to realize that, wow, I really have to get better at pull-ups, or, you know, especially the gymnastics movements. You know, we did a workout, I think, last week with handstand push-ups and toaster bar.
Toaster bar.
Is that it?
About a million.
And, like, you look at that workout and you come in and you're like, wow, okay, I need to, you know, get better at certain movements. So that's one thing. And the other thing is, you know, things that you're good at. And you're like, okay, I didn't think I could do those thrusters unbroken, you know, for 21, 15, and 9 in that workout, whatever it is. So it's a way to kind of be like, wow, I'm improving, I'm getting better, I'm stronger in that area. Or, you know, that was really hard for me today. And it could be just the movement itself or just how the movements are put together. You know, as we get tired, things get harder. So, you know, it's a great way to kind of see where you're at, as we've talked about before. But it's also a good way to kind of put things in perspective and kind of look at a coach and be like, okay, I've been struggling with pull-ups in workouts. Can we spend 30 minutes and do a skill session and get better at that type of thing? So it's just a great way for you to kind of figure out what movements are your strength and what movements you might need to ask for help with. And again, we've talked about this in past coffee talks, that we are here to help. And the workouts that we program are really difficult. And so if you want to get better at those movements, just let us know. We'll set up a time and we'll work on those.
Last one for me, and probably the trickiest one to talk about, is the accountability that Wattify holds you to. So oftentimes I tell people that we really like you to use Wattify. The bare minimum is you sign into class, and obviously the highest potential is you putting everything you can into Wattify. But we understand if you're not, if that's not part of your goals, we understand that, you know, maybe putting your results in isn't what aligns to your goals. However, something that is very rarely talked about, because people are kind of sensitive to their performance, and it's tied to kind of our self-confidence, is that putting your time in or your rounds or your weights into Wattify is just another way of holding yourself accountable to your constant progress. And you might walk away from a workout not being as proud of as possible of your score, but when you put it into Wattify and you stand behind it, it takes a lot of courage, and it's only going to help you grow as a person and as an athlete to kind of say, you know what, that workout got the best of me, but here's my score, and in the moment, I gave it everything I had, and I'm proud of the effort that I gave it. It might not be a top score, it might not be a top 10 score, but, you know, this is me, and this is what I got, and I think that takes a lot of courage, and I think that the idea of doing that is another way to train yourself to be better. So instead of, you know, getting better athletically, we are, you know, developing a little bit more courage or a little bit more self-esteem. Because listen, no one cares about your score. No one cares that you got three rounds. No one is going to judge you for it. If you came in here and you worked hard and you're sweaty, that's all we can ask for as coaches, and it's all we can ask for as a community. And you should be proud of the effort. And if you're not proud of the effort, you know, fix it for next time. Put it into Wattify and say, you know, this one got the best of me, but next time it's not going to. And then, you know, that RX button is a very tricky thing. It's a goal for a lot of people to do one workout RX. You know, some people are like, in the first year of my CrossFit career, I want to do one workout RX. So when we click it, it's a huge accomplishment. You know, some people just click it and don't think about it, but that RX workout is written, you know, to that top percentage of the gym. So if you click it, you should be very, very proud of it. But also, if you click it, that means every single rep you did was perfect. You know, all of the standards were met. Every rep was counted and was counted correctly, because we know that in the middle of the moment, you know, 14 reps might be 15 reps. I like to do 14 reps when it says to do 15 reps. That's just, I think that's the way to be as fast as you possibly can. But, you know, you want to make sure that you're doing all of the reps, you're doing all of the reps correctly. And just imagine that if Sophie and I were literally standing there watching you and it was a one-on-one, you know, like, are you proud of that performance? And if you are, click that RX button.
Awesome. I like that one. So to kind of go back, we have our five reasons to use Wattify. So building a reference guide, measuring your progress, reflecting on your past workouts, identifying your strengths and weaknesses, and then holding yourself accountable. And then a couple more things I want to talk about. One is we also like to use Wattify as a platform to recognize other people's performances. So there are features to like someone's performance.
Click that thumbs up.
Yeah, or you know, give them a shout out. There's a place to put comments. So I love seeing that. You know, I always try to go in and like the performances of some of my newer athletes, because it's like, okay, A, they're using Wattify, hooray, and B, like they're you know, they're in here working and they're putting their scores in and they're starting to build again that reference guide. So it's
they're also
really
putting
awesome.
Themselves out there, which can be incredibly intimidating for someone that's new. You know, that's such a cool thing to hear.
Yeah, because that leaderboard, when you're in the last spot, you know, it's not. It's tough,
hard, yeah.
But you got to start somewhere. So that's a great thing about the program as well. And then lastly, I also want to talk about kind of why Wattify is important for me to run the business. So I want you guys to check in, because I want to know who's coming to class, who isn't coming to class, what classes are busy, you know, and so I can kind of look back, and there's a ton of reports on my back end to kind of look at these trends. And for me, that's going to help, you know, build a better program going forward, whether it's adding classes, changing class times, like things like that. So it's really important for me to see who's coming. And also, if you're not coming, I'm going to reach out and we're going to have a conversation.
You're going to get a text.
Yeah, so it's a good way for me and Justin to hold you guys accountable and reach out to people we haven't seen. So please use the system. It's awesome. There's a lot of different things they're actually coming out with in the future. This year, actually, some really great things. Like last year, they did the Wattify Pulse, the heart rate monitoring system. So they're always adding really great, different programs. So I'll keep you guys updated on that.
And also, when you guys check in, we get really cool trends. So like Wattify shows us, what the busiest day of the week is, or, what the busiest class times are. And, that might not seem like a big deal to you guys, but when the programming comes out and we're looking to do, sandbag carries and sandbag cleans, and we only have a couple of sandbags, it's easier to program them on days where, 100 of you might not come to the 6 a.m., so it's the trends are really, really cool, and they only work well if you guys all use Wattify, because we're trying to use them to give you guys kind of the best experience possible.
Awesome.
Anything else, Soph?
I think that covers the Wattify.
I think in September, the challenge, so good segue.
Right.
We're going to talk about the August challenge before we go, but I think it's September. The September challenge will be everyone needs to get a picture into Wattify.
Yeah.
If you don't have a picture in Wattify, you're missing out.
So fun.
It's so fun. Which is a good segue into our August challenge before we go. So, the month of August. The challenge is every Monday there is going to be 3 cooldowns published in your port complete, and we challenge you to complete a cooldown after your workout 3 to 5 times a week, right? So the cooldowns take 2 to 3, maybe 4 minutes at the most. I wrote a little bit about why they're so important in today's blog, so check that out. And you receive a point every time you do a cooldown. You can earn up to 5 points a week. At the end of the month, whoever has the most points is our August champion, and they are the coolest downers.
Coolest cats.
And there was one more thing we forgot to talk about, right?
The water challenge.
The water challenge.
So the water challenge was in August. I think
July.
Personally, I realized... Oh, what is it?
Today's
July.
August.
Whatever. It was in July. For me personally, I actually realized that I drink a lot of water.
I actually realized the opposite.
Really?
I don't drink water at all.
Yeah,
as I take a sip of coffee.
Yeah.
It started off real good. We had a lot of people really thinking about it that first week. Kind of fizzled out.
We'll see.
But all we care about is that maybe it changed the way you think about it. Maybe you think about it a little bit more now. Maybe you have a little bit more water because of it. But it's hot, and it's hot in here.
It's so hot, yeah.
So drink your water. Wear your deodorant. You got to wipe up after yourselves, right? Sweat is everywhere.
Everywhere.
We hope that this coffee with the coaches was a good one. And we will assume that we're all checking into Wattify starting today.
Starting today. Awesome. And we'll be back in a few weeks.
Month.
Yeah, probably a month.
Because Sophie's going away.
I'm going away. Goodbye.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye.